It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me your questions. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. It is Friday the 7th of November, and we're taking your questions, your answers, your calls, your emails, your tweets live today. So give us a call, 800-933-5372. Starting off today via email, Katie asks, do you or any of your listeners know if there are any places around the Dallas-Fort Worth area which will donate lumber for small projects? Or maybe someone has a suggestion for finding cheap or free lumber in the area. 800-933-5372. Let's see. We got an email from Mike to anything@kera.org. He says, I have my grandparents' sausage grinder. It was the first electric appliance they purchased when their farm got electricity sometime in the late 1930s. Mike says it runs but needs the motor case repainted and the grinder section re-chromed. He says, I'd like to have it restored so I can use it to make family venison sausage. Are there any restoration places in Dallas, like the one featured on American Restoration on the History Channel? Does anybody have any idea? Well, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. And again, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Melissa has the age-old question and starts off by writing, after some searching on Google, I could not find the answer to my question. I thought I would pose it to you and your listeners. That's why we do the show, folks. Why do we still have the time change? She's referring, obviously, to the end of daylight saving time that just occurred last weekend. That a lot of us, especially us, our dogs, I think, mainly, are still recovering from. Melissa says, couldn't we just shift the time to a half hour in between, leave it alone once and for all? I'm sure I can't be the only person who's ever thought of it. Why are we not making a time change compromise? Well, some states don't even observe daylight saving time. Arizona doesn't observe daylight saving time. So half the year they're on one, you know, I think they're half the year they're on Pacific and half the year they're on Mountain. I think, and someone will know, is it part of Ohio that doesn't observe daylight saving time? Anyhow, it's a great question for the show. So let us know what you think of daylight saving time at 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start on the phones today and go to Mason calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Mason.
Hi. I have a question. I don't have a science background at all. So
that makes two of us.
Yeah. Why does E equals MC squared and why is it important?
Well, I think it's important because it has to do with energy, speed, and someone jump in here with me, and mass, right? So E is energy, M is mass, and C is the speed of light, right? So I think I'm trying to get agreeance from the production staff. No, I'm getting ahead. No, that's not exactly right. But it's the Einstein theory of relativity, and it's important because it attempted to explain, you know, a bunch of questions about time and, you know, the time-space continuum. It's a great question for the show. We'll see why people think that's important. And I think I know at least one listener who is qualified to answer this question who's listening right now. Up at UTD, you know who you are, and maybe composing an answer right now. So, Mason, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. You don't need coffee. You just need a question like that live on the radio to get going. April emailed us anything@kera.org, wondering why do some highways, such as 121 North, 114 East, 635 East in the Grapevine area, have very helpful markings and signage painted in the lanes of the roads where we should be looking some of the time, April says. This is not done on many other intersections, particularly in Fort Worth. Who would we contact to encourage these kinds of markings in the roads? She says this signage is very helpful and commonly found in Europe. So who can anybody answer the question, why is there signage in the lanes some of the time and not some of the time? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Lee wants to know via anything at kera.org. Where might you look for donated space to host a meditation group in Frisco? It would be non-commercial. It would be secular. Does anybody know if there's a place in Frisco that Lee could host a non-commercial or secular meditation group? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Eric in Denton. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
So I was wondering about the construction on 35 going north, why they chose to do all three areas at the same time instead of just focusing on one area and trying to finish it quickly. There must be some reason that they did all three areas at the same time.
Good question. Good question. Let's see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. You bet. 800-933-5372. Open lines there. Email anything at kera.org. Javier tweeted me at Jeff Whittington. He says, for the lumber lady, unless she needs long pieces, pallets are pretty easy to come across. And Javier also takes issue with my use of the word agreeance, which I like that word, agreeance. I think it's okay. I think agreeance passes muster. Obviously, agreement is also there. I'll look over here in a second in Garner's Modern American Usage and have an answer from Brian Garner for everyone on agreeance. But yeah, lumber pallets are a possibility. You might also just ask, if you see a lot of residential construction, you might also just ask the folks working there, because they usually have big discard piles. That's also possible. Oh, looks like someone's reading my mind. Let's talk next on the phone to Carol in Argyle. Hello, Carol.
Hi. Exactly what I was going to say. Home construction sites they throw away tons of scrap lumber.
It's always good to ask, obviously, I think.
Yes, yeah. To ask, but if you just drive around, they usually have, piles of trash in little fenced in areas that's dry board, wall board.
Yeah, they'll make like a plywood box and fill it full of scrap.
Yeah, yeah, so. And there's a lot. It's shocking how much they throw away.
Great suggestion, Carol. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Stephen calling from Denton. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, I had a short answer for the E equals MC squared.
Yeah.
I'm not a physicist or anything like that, but I have a science degree. Energy equals mass of an atom times the speed of light squared is what it is. And what it has to do with is nuclear reaction. So if you have an atom that weighs X amount, you take that amount, multiply it by the speed of light squared, and that's how much energy you can get out of it. So it runs nuclear reactors. It's how you estimate how much energy you're going to get out of a nuclear bomb, for instance.
Or maybe out of a peaceful use of nuclear...
nuclear reactors, nuclear bombs,
fission.
Whichever way you want to go.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Cliff in Dallas. Hey, Cliff.
Hey. You were wrong on the Einstein. The theory of relativity says that the speed of light is constant no matter how fast you're going.
Ah, okay.
E equals MC squared has nothing to do with that.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
800-933-5372. Let's get another one on this from Gavin in Irving. Hey, Gavin.
Hi, Jeff. I just have an answer to the question earlier about the E equals MC squared equation.
Yeah.
It's really a very simple equivalence that energy is actually just another way of expressing mass. You could equally say that something has a certain amount of mass, or you could equally say it has a certain amount of energy. and the constant there is the speed of light squared. So how, why is it important? Well, it's hugely relevant in a number of areas, but I guess the most commonly reported one would be in nuclear energy. For example, in nuclear fission, where one nucleus of an atom is split into multiple smaller components with release of, say, neutrons. If you add up all of the mass of those subsequent pieces, there's a little bit of mass missing. And it's that missing mass that's released as energy, and it's that energy that we utilize in nuclear power stations, atomic weaponry, things like that. But it also has a kind of a interesting aspect. The more energy you give to something, the greater it gets in terms of its mass. So if you want to accelerate something, make it go faster and faster, it gets heavier and heavier and harder to accelerate. So it has a relevance with, say, particle accelerators, that the faster those little particles go, the harder it gets to make them go even faster. And that it speaks to then the universal speed limit of the speed of light. You can't get there.
Very good. Well, Gavin, thanks for calling.
Not at all. All right. Thanks for my rambling response.
No. It was great. Really appreciate it. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Adam emailed us, anything kera.org. On the entrance ramp, he says, to 635 at Forest, every month or so I see a car or two on the grass with a safety cone on the roof or on the roofs of the car. The cars were there today. Sometimes I see people in the cars. Is this a traffic study? Does anybody know what's going on? 635 and Forest with cars on the grass with an orange cone, sounds like, on the roof of the car. Let's see. Jim says, I can't seem to find knitting classes for a beginner anywhere in the DFW area. Does anyone have any suggestions? Dawn pulled some info on daylight saving time. Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, and Hawaii and the territories of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa are the only places in the U.S. that do not observe daylight saving time, but instead stay on standard time all year long. So thanks very much for that, Don. Let's see. This is from Harvest, who says, on the sausage grinder restoration project, Harvest says, you might want to try Orbital in Louisville. They do lots of unique custom jobs, large and small, and if they can't do it, they can likely recommend someone who can. Sounds like it's a company called Orbital in Louisville. So there is that. And let's see. Dalton says, good places to get firewood in the Carrollton area. I guess we can get a couple of suggestions on that at 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Bill calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Jeff. Love the show as always.
Thanks.
I had a question. I've been getting into ping pong recently, or table tennis, and I've only found two places in Dallas-Fort Worth to play, and I was wondering if your listeners had any ideas. And all I found is Texas Wesleyan University and Conlon's Pub on White Settlement in Fort Worth near Angela's Barbecue. I was wondering if your listeners had anywhere else that I could get beaten by someone better than me.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff.
If you have an answer for Bill or for any of the questions that we've posed or had posed this hour, or you have a question, call us, 800-933-5372. There are lines open right now. You can also email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes with more questions and answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Herschel calling from Dallas. Hello, Herschel.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Just wanted to answer the question real quick about the where ping pong can be played in the DFW area.
Yeah.
I know Clyde Warren Park is a pretty good place to get beaten by other people at various games.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Right. Up next, let's talk at 800-933-5372 to Julie in Dallas. Hello, Julie.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I was calling to help out the guy looking for a venue to offer meditation and Frisco.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Frisco, but in general, I found that often Unitarian and Unity churches are interested in meditation. I'm doing this myself, and I found them to be welcoming. And also, the Methodist Church, particularly congregations that present themselves as welcoming, it's a title that some of the Methodist churches use to show that they're open to people of different lifestyles and gender affiliations.
Mm-hmm.
Often they're spiritually more open and not biased against meditation. So those are awesome leads that he might find helpful up there.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Jolie did. And Jolie says, beginner knitting classes can be found at Michael's Arts and Craft Store or Hancock Fabrics. So there's a couple of leads on that. Speaking of, let's talk next to Amanda calling from Dallas. Hello, Amanda.
Hi. Just another couple of suggestions for knitting classes.
Sure.
They can try Holly's Yarn, which is at Forest and Inwood mm-hmm. in Dallas. And then search online for a store called The Woolly U, E-W-E. And I believe that they're a little bit north of Dallas, but I think they may offer knitting classes as well.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, Red emailed us. It says, many highway off-ramps merge onto multi-laned frontage roads. Sometimes there's a yield to ramp. Often there's no yield sign. Who has the right-of-way in these cases when there's not a yield sign? I think usually when there's no yield sign, there's a double white line that kind of secures the exit lane from the frontage road, and you're not supposed to cross that double white line. There's usually a sign that says, don't cross double white line. So that, you know, you exit, you're in that lane for a little bit, and then it starts to get dotted, and that's when people can get over to get on, and you can get, you know, off the rest of the way onto the service road. But if there's no double white line or protected exit lane, technically I think the frontage road folks are supposed to yield. And I think they're supposed to yield all the way across. So if you're exiting onto a two- or three-lane service road, the folks all the way across are supposed to yield to the ramp. And sometimes there's a yield to ramp sign on both sides of the roadway. But if there's not, and it doesn't make sense, you can always call TxDOT, or you can call 311 in your community and at least let people know. Because, you know, the sign might have been removed accidentally, or there may have been a car accident that that really accidentally removed the sign. So we get that question a lot, actually, on the show. And there's usually pretty good definitive answerers out there. So give us a call if you've got something different or you want to agree. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Amy concurs that Clyde Warren Park has two ping pong tables free for public use. She says, the few times we've been to the park, the tables have always been full, so I would assume the listener would be able to find some worthy opponents there. Sally says, the Heights Rec Center in Richardson on Arapahoe, there were so many players, they built a room just for it in the new center last year, just for table tennis. So there are a couple of answers there. Let's see. I think we've got some other answers coming up on this, too. Let's talk to Charles in Carrollton. Hello, Charles.
Hello. I have an answer for the table tennis question.
Uh-huh.
One of There's a recreation center in Irving. It's called the Cimarron Recreation Center, and they have a table tennis club there. A lot of ex-professional players play there, and I always had a good time playing over there. And then as far as firewood in Carrollton, I drive the cloth truck for waste management in Carrollton, so I pick up huge piles of brush. And so if you drive around Carrollton in any of the neighborhoods on any given day, you'll find, big piles of brush with, logs and really whatever kind of firewood you need. So that's always an option for you.
And it's less for you to pick up, right?
And less for me to pick up, yep.
So you're the guy that's way up high on the flatbed kind of truck with the claw.
Well, it's a roll-off truck, so I sand and use the claw to put it inside the truck. But it's not a flatbed. It's,
gotcha. In Dallas, they have, the operator sits way up high in sort of a perch, and the claw apparatus sits on sort of a flatbed. And it's a really popular job for all the kids in the neighborhood because they come out and watch. I'm sure you've seen that too.
Yeah, the kids love it. Their jaws just drop whenever they see me coming.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Great suggestions.
All right, thank you.
Let's see. One more on this. Let's talk to Bill in Plano. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon.
Nice seeing you.
Just another ping pong lead for the gentleman.
Yeah.
Almost any of the city rec centers would have ping pong setups and people waiting to play. I know in Plano, the rec centers have ping pong tables.
Very good. Hey, it sounds like the rec centers are the place to go.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Cool. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And as hoped and really expected, got an answer from Mark Harrison at the Center for Space Sciences at UT Dallas on the E equals MC squared. He says, as usual, this is a great question. Could easily be turned into a full hour lecture, but let's see if I can reduce it to a paragraph. He says, E equals MC squared was part of Einstein's special theory of relativity. He was working on how speed affected time and space and indirectly why light always had the same speed no matter how fast the observer was moving. And this equation was a consequence of what he found. Mark continues, the importance was that this was the first time anyone had realized that you could convert matter directly into energy. This explained what was going on in nuclear reactions when an atom decays, fission, as in nuclear reactors, and then energy appears, or when two atoms are pushed together to form a new atom, which is fusion, as in the core of the sun, and then, of course, energy appears. Mark says, when a uranium atom decays into a thorium atom and a helium atom, the mass of the two daughter atoms is slightly less than the parent uranium atom. The difference in the mass is converted into energy, and the equation E equals MC squared tells you how much energy was released. This was the key, he says, to solving the puzzle of nuclear radiation in science of the early 20th century. Scientists knew that energy seemed to be magically coming out of these materials, but they didn't understand the source. Einstein's equation and the insight it provided was the key to solving that mystery. So, Mark, thank you once again for a clear, I mean, from why space stations aren't built circular to create gravity to Einstein's special theory of relativity. Really appreciate the emails, Mark. Let's see. From the inbox as well on the knitting question, this is from Dawn at Subversive Knitting. It says, I have a group that meets at Dallas Makerspace in Carrollton on Wednesday evenings. We frequently teach new knitters how to do what we do. It's an all-levels inclusive group. It's free, and we get up to occasionally no good. She says, gearing up for community positive soft bombing projects, et cetera, et cetera. She says, it's at 1825 Monetary Lane on Wednesdays, and it's at the Dallas Makerspace in Carrollton, 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, and more information at subversiveknitting.org. We also got lots of emails from folks, including Karen and Garland, that says the Woolly U is closed. So that's not a lead on that, but thanks for letting us know, everybody. Let's see. Patrick says, I have a good friend that plays table tennis regularly at a place in Grand Prairie called Asian Times Square. So there is a table tennis place in Grand Prairie, Asian Times Square. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can call us 800-933-5372. You can tweet me if you want. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll try to get your question answered or your answer right on the air. Let's talk next to Amy calling from Tyler. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was wondering why some of our NFL teams go all the way to London to play games. Like, I know the Cowboys are having their next game in London.
Marketing.
Okay.
People are watching it here because it's in London and because it's a Cowboys game, it's an NFL game, and it is an opportunity for the NFL to expand its fan base into the UK. And that's really, I mean, it's a marketing thing. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting to think about that kind of cultural exchange. So, but that, I think that's the reason they're doing it. I mean, there might be other, actually a list of reasons that is somewhere out there and someone can share with us, but it's all about building the fan base. And, you know, it's kind of interesting for fans here. So.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. It's where we find Matt in Dallas. Hello, Matt. Matt, are you there? All right, let's talk next to Dottie calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Dottie.
Hi, Jeff. Hey there. I was calling regarding the knitting question.
Yeah.
There's for group lessons, there's a wonderful yarn shop on Camp Bowie in Fort Worth called Mad Tosh, MADTOSH, and they have beautiful yarns, and they're very knowledgeable about knitting. And for somebody that wants a one-on-one private lesson, I do that myself. So I've been knitting for 40-plus years, and so I'm a pretty accomplished knitter, and I certainly could teach beginning knitting very easily.
Great. Well, I'll tell you what, Dottie, why don't you send us an email at anything@kera.org, and we'll connect you with our listener if they're still looking for options.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Jennifer also says Holly's at Forest and Inwood for knitting classes or lessons. Yarn and Stitches at Coit and Arapaho. And Jacob's Reward Farm in Parker are a couple of leads from Jennifer. And I would say this just goes without saying on the knitting thing, there's probably any number of people you can take knitting classes from. If you're buying yarn or knitting supplies, ask those folks who they would recommend. I mean, I'm sure there are lots of options right in your neighborhood. So if your local yarn store or fabric store, check with them because they'll probably have some local options as well. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Let's talk next to Joshua in Arlington. Hello, Joshua.
Hello. Your discussion earlier about who yields to whom on off-ramps to service roads got me thinking about something I'd never seen before. I'm kind of new to the area, and I've noticed here people making their own off-ramps.
The Texas exit.
So I think what
my dad always called it, the Texas exit.
Yeah, I wondered, you know, is there do people here have a term for that? And I guess who would yield to whom? Because I think trucks start it, and then you see kind of smaller vehicles can do it too. So
yeah,
that was my question.
It's probably a ticketable offense, I would imagine, to drive across the median and to create or utilize a quote Texas exit, but. I would think that the best thing to, you know, really honestly, the best thing to do when you're driving at all is to drive defensively, and you know, make sure that you can't just assume. And actually, we have a call from someone who has some more advice on yielding. So Joshua, thanks for calling. Let's see what Will says. Will in Dallas. Hey, Will.
Hey, I just want to say I love your show.
Thanks.
I'm a delivery driver for a Chevy dealership, and so I'm all over Dallas. And I just wanted to add that you covered all the bases, but just don't assume that someone's going to yield or that
right.
you. Yeah, it's just people are so distracted these days that, yeah, you really just need to make sure that they actually are going to yield for you or vice versa.
It's a great suggestion, Will. Thanks very much for the reminder.
All right. Appreciate it. See ya.
800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address, anything@kera.org. Let's see. We got a call here from Michael in Dallas. Hey, Michael.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
This is about the time change.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I noticed on Facebook that everybody hates it. And I contacted one of my representatives, and I never even got a response. And he's a great guy. I know him personally. And he didn't respond. Sure enough, on NPR, on your station, there was an interview with somebody about the time change and how it started and the whole history. And he explained why we have it is because of commercial reasons, and that's why it will never change. The biggest lobbyist to keep it is the Chamber of Commerce, and they give to both sides of the aisle. He said no Democrat, no Republican is ever going to ever bring up a bill that would change that. And
although they did change it a number of years ago, it was extended. It starts earlier now in March, and it goes later, almost into November. Well, it did go into November this year.
Yes, they would do that, but they wouldn't do away with it because it would just cut off a lot of funding for their campaigns.
Well,
and,
I mean,
I don't know the reasons. I don't remember that, but I remember that when I found out the Chamber of Commerce supports it, I realized, you know, it's not going to change. I wish it would.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can. We'll see if we can. Well, we'll suggest everybody look up that story, and we'll see if we can find it. And Michael, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address anything at kera.org. Of course, I've got the Twitter up here, and you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington if you like. And we'll get back to you in about a minute and a half, with 2.5 minutes, rather, with more of your questions and answers. Thanks. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. A couple of tweets from Major Max Guerin with the Dallas Police Department. Watch out now. Major Max Guerin says, your answer on the exit ramp was right on. Thanks for that. And he also says, hashtag Texas traffic trivia, when two vehicles are changing into the same lane, the vehicle on the right is to yield to the one moving from the left. So there's some more yielding advice there from the actual Dallas Police Department. Thanks very much, Major. Appreciate that. You can call us, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Sandra in Dallas. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Jeff. I have an interesting question. I'm helping my parents declutter, and my father has a collection of typewriters, some electric and some non. And I was just wondering if anybody knew a place where either I could donate them or if somebody, you know, wanted to buy them, whatever. Just trying to help them declutter.
Sure, sure. Well, we'll probably get the suggestion freecycle.org, which is an online place. I mean, you can also post them on Craigslist as you know, free typewriters. You might also try freecycle.org, which is a place where people can post stuff that's free, obviously.
Right.
And we get that suggestion a lot when people are looking to get rid of stuff or even to find stuff. So you might check out those two options.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Travis in Dallas. Hello, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well.
Good. I had an answer to the question about the NFL in London.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rumors, actually, that NFL is considering opening up a franchise in London. There's enough interest, and a lot of the games that they're playing now are sort of the gauge whether or not the foreign audience would actually be that interested to show up consistently. So
I don't think it's just marketing, although it's a lot of it, but that we might have a football team in London.
All right. Well, yeah, I think I heard something about that too. But that's, yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's any, I mean, how have they been going? Have they been well attended? I would imagine they're probably pretty well attended.
Most of the games are sold out.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
really like it. I don't know if it competes with soccer season and if that has any interaction, but they're playing in soccer stadiums, and yeah, most of the games have people in jerseys from their favorite team.
Right.
So right now they just like it because it's a novelty, but, you know, I saw Troy Aikman on TV at one of the games question whether or not there really is enough interest to support a team, but who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, we certainly, well, if there is, and if and they can, they very well
so.
May. Yeah, sure. Thanks for calling, Travis.
You're welcome. 800-933-5372.
Up next is Randall in Fort Worth. Hello, Randall.
Hello.
Hi there.
I just wanted to make a comment about not everybody hates daylight savings time. Working all day during the summer, and sure seems like it's great to have that extra additional daytime.
Right, and now we're technically we're on standard time now.
Right, right.
But you prefer daylight saving time.
Yeah, I prefer the extra daylight in the evenings.
Yeah, I think typically that's really. I mean, people tend to complain more. I think in the fall,
right.
when Although I will confess that I like the sun coming up earlier. So in the fall, when we get into the sunrise at 7:49, like we were getting to late last week, I was excited to get that earlier hour of sunrise. But you pay for it when you're leaving work and it's already dark outside. So
I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I do like that. So it's kind of a pick, a choice.
Right. I mean, I think most people that I hear would say, if we could just stay on daylight saving time all the time. But you know, it's one of those things. In 2 years we'll be talking. We'll do this again in the spring, and we'll do this again in the fall. And in 2 years we'll be talking about why do we still have the Electoral College on this show?
Exactly.
It's one of those things that's left over from our agrarian past, and potential agrarian. Future. You never know, right?
Never know.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington as well. Let's see. Ed in Flower Mound says, I've noticed more and more semi-trailer truck cabs that have dangerously pointed lug nuts on their front wheels that would shred anything they touched. Says, reminds me of the Chariot Wheels and Ben-Hur. Is there any justification for these? I think they should be outlawed. We had a question on this, gosh, like a year ago, I guess, when these first came out. And I think they're plastic. I think they have to be. They're actually just stuck on the lug nuts. And I don't think they're – well, I think the answer we got was that they're plastic. So they're, quote, not so dangerous. Also from the inbox, but somebody will know and call us at 800-933-5372. Also in the inbox, we got an email from Jay who says, here's a question about busy intersections, distracted drivers, and ambulances. What do I do if I'm driving my car and I pull up to a red light at a busy intersection and an ambulance or fire truck pulls up immediately behind me with lights and sirens on? Do I violate the law and pull out into the intersection? If so, what if a car hits me and damages my car or injures me? Is the city then liable for that damage to my car? Typically, if you stopped behind the line, right, there's usually a little bit of room there to get up and over a little bit to let them through. And a lot of times they'll go into the oncoming lane to get through the intersection. I think the key thing and the thing that I see a lot these days on the roads is when there's an emergency vehicle coming along, people aren't pulling over right away. And, I always say, what if you're the one or your family member or loved one is the person who needs that emergency vehicle? And that's what I always think. When I see an ambulance, I always think, if that ambulance was coming for me or someone in my family, I would want everybody to give it the right away. So there's my ambulance or fire truck yielding sermon for the day. But let's see what the audience says about that. If you're at a red light and an ambulance or fire truck pulls up behind you, or a police officer with the light. The police officer is going to probably tell you what to do. They have a loudspeaker, or they're going to motion for you to do something if they need to get through. But let's see if we get an answer on that. We got about 10 minutes left. We'll see if we get one today, and if not, we'll have this thread next week. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Alberto in Euless. Hello, Alberto.
Hello, Jeff. First-time caller.
Oh,
great show.
Thanks.
Just wanted to ask your audience, or if you knew of a school that can teach somebody how to play the accordion.
Hmm.
I have a friend that loves accordion music, and I give him an accordion for his birthday, but he doesn't know how to play it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so looking for accordion lessons or a school, and is your friend in Euless?
Yes.
Okay. So in the Euless sort of mid-cities area.
That's right.
Okay. Great. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next is Anthony calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
Great. Hey, my call is, I'm looking for some wide floor mat printers, 44, 36s, 50s, maybe 60s. If anybody out there that knows or have a use of floor mat printer, I would appreciate it if you could kind of drop a line, let me know where I could probably pick one up or a couple of them.
So you're saying like 36-inch or 44-inch or 50-inch wide format printers?
Right. Okay. And drop me an email at Fox.
You know what, Anthony? Let's not. We'll just see if we get an answer for you. And why don't you email the show, and that way we can connect you if somebody emails us. How's that sound?
Okay, that'd be great. I didn't know how it worked too much. It's my first time.
Sure.
Hearing it. And
sure.
I thought maybe I'll get that on there.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right.
Thanks. Email us at anything@kera.org or call us 800-933-5372 or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Kay in Dallas. Hello, Kay.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I had an answer to the fine for the Texas exit.
Oh, yeah, the Texas exit fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried it.
And
I know it cost, years ago, it cost about $70. I worked for a manager who just wouldn't let you in the meeting if you were late. So I thought, you know what? I'm running behind. I'm going to exit. And I did that instead of got her.
Was there already a path there?
Yeah, there was.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you kind of feel like if 800 people have done it, one more won't hurt.
Right. So you said it was years ago. I bet it's more than $70 now.
I bet it
for driving on the median is probably what the ticket was or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kay, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Love your show.
Oh, thanks very much. 800-933-5372. Let's see. Who's next here? Let's talk next to Linda in Dallas. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm hoping your audience can help me because I can't seem to really find a definitive answer. I have a child, and I have a divorce decree that says that the child's father and I will alternate years on who's going to claim him on the tax return, and I'm trying to figure out how that's going to affect us with the new Affordable Health Care Act, because even though the child lives with me primarily, mm-hmm. on the years that his father claims him, he would not qualify for any sort of subsidy based off of the father's income, but when he's with me, he does. And I was wondering if anyone knew how that would work, because the subsidy that we get now is CHIP, and it's
right.
based off who lives in your household. So one program is based off of where the child lives. The other one is based off of the taxes. And so I'm just trying to get an answer. And unfortunately, even through the healthcare.gov website, they've said that's not anything that they know how to address just yet. Does anyone have any information?
Well, we'll see if we can get an answer for you. We're almost out of time today, so maybe someone can email us and suggestions, and we'll have that next week. But we'll certainly see if somebody has an answer for you.
Sure. Thank you so much.
I didn't
realize it was going to affect.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Let's see. Got a tweet from someone who says, if the emergency vehicle pulls up, they have a signal on the traffic light that will change it to green. So sometimes that's not an issue. And, you know, we've had that question. What are all those things on the traffic light? Well, some of those things receive an emergency vehicle signal from the emergency vehicle, and it changes the traffic light to green. So that is one solution to that. So thanks for that tweet. Time for a couple more calls. Let's talk to, Let's talk to Hillary in Dallas. Hello, Hillary.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just had an experience with the lug nuts on those big trucks and that came in contact with my little car.
Uh-oh.
They may supposedly be safe, but it totally shredded the body of my little car.
Wow. Okay. So it did. They didn't just break off.
No.
And oh, no.
Possibly it was the lug nuts underneath, but the plastic didn't help any.
Right.
And that car was, well, it was old, but it was totaled. So.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Okay, but I don't think that the decoration is helpful at all.
All right, thanks for calling, Hillary. Sorry to hear about your accident.
Oh, okay. Thanks for your show.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Brian calling from Rockwall. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, just calling on the hubcaps, and sorry to hear the previous caller had so much trouble, but I'm pretty sure that plastic cap with chrome plating is not what got into her car as much as the lug nut behind it.
Yeah, and especially if it was a big truck with big wheels.
Right. Yeah, they're just a plastic cover that they don't have any strength at all. But the lug nut behind them is steel, so it's going to do some damage if you're that close.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Up next is Charles calling from Louisville. Hey, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Hey, I was wondering, there used to be a Mrs. Baird's bread outlet in Louisville off of Orchard.
Right.
Old Orchard, and it closed, and I was just wondering if anybody knew if it moved and where did it go, or, you know, do we have to drive to some other city now to get a bread outlet?
Very good. Well, we've asked, and we'll see if we get an answer for you. Probably not in the next 20 seconds, but tune in next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charles.
Thank you.
And let's see. We got an email from Brian who says, on the emergency vehicle at the stoplight, the emergency vehicle takes precedence over everything else. If the only way for the emergency vehicle to get through the intersection is for you to pull out into the intersection or run the red light, you're expected to do it. Simply crawl slowly into the intersection to make sure there's no oncoming traffic. And then when you're clear, get out of the way. So, Brian, thanks very much for that. And, hey, thanks to all of you for listening today. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker. Today, engineered by Justin Mart, with a little help from Alan Roberts at the top of the show. Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Alan. And Lindsay Connect answered your phone calls today. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Oh, and thanks, Stephen, too, by the way. Thanks to everybody. And thanks to Christine McConnell for producing the podcast, which you find at kera.org/anything. And you know this, but you can email us at anything@kera.org. You can follow me or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And, you know, you can also tune in next week when we'll be back with more of your questions and answers. Please, everybody, have a safe and fantastic weekend.